This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey besties, Monica Ferguson here and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim high, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Hello besties, welcome to this week's episode. Monica Ferguson here, and I, keeping it real guys, I'm coming to you live from bed, because full moon vibes, am I right? I just do not sleep on the full moon. I'm so tired. I think I had like 3 hours of sleep. And so I'm curled up here with a giant bucket of coffee and my cat, Rosie. And we are still here. And this is our priority, all right? You are so important to us that we're here first thing in the morning while we have energy. Because we're going to talk about the universal laws today. And I am so excited about this. Because this matters, right? And we're going to connect it all to how it works with the subconscious mind when we're looking to create results, create change, create anything that it is that we desire, right? It's all connected. And when we understand how to leverage this power and how to understand how the energy works, then we can create whatever we want, truly. But for many of us, we are using our own beliefs, our own thoughts, our own energy against ourselves, right? Now, the first one is law of attraction, right? So everyone probably has heard of that. Like attracts like, right? And I love the law of attraction, but what I have found so important to understand is the rest of them. And there are a couple that are really, really important for people that I work with and people that are on this path of wanting to really heal and grow and thrive, right? Like the law of attraction is one piece, but it's not a complete story. There are actually 12 universal laws. And so many people focus on that one because it sounds fun, right? And it's that very superficial, toxic, surface level conversation that a lot of people have. And it's just not useful and it's not accurate. And I feel like people in this space need to tell the truth. And a lot of people operate in a very feel good, sounds good way while kind of bypassing. And I actually got I got attacked the other day on TikTok. I posted a video where I spoke into this about how a lot of people are teaching you to bypass your feelings and, you know, ignore everything that's going on and focus solely on what it is that you're wanting, right? And the analogy that I used was, look, if your house is on fire but you close your curtains and pretend it's not there, like you haven't put the fire out, you haven't stopped the fire, all you've done is take away your capacity to actually deal with the problem and learn what started it, right? And I had someone jump in and like rip me to shreds and be like, no, you're just, you know, we're not bypassing, we're paving the way, da 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 da. And then my next video that I posted right after that was a reminder for people of how important they are. And the same person jumped into that video and she was like, oh, yeah, like this is such a nice reminder. And it's so funny because it's like, if you're so wonderful at beliefs, then how come you need me to remind you that you're good enough? Like, and that was the classic example, right? Is that we have to look at all aspects of ourselves, not just the parts that are fluffy and easy. And so there are things like the law of the secret, you know, which teaches the law of attraction. That was probably my first introduction to these laws, is that I got handed the book, The Secret. But of course, it's very superficial. It's very surface level. It's like, oh, hey, put a car on your vision board and it'll appear and manifest into your driveway. It doesn't speak into the process of who you need to become, any of the action that you need to take. It's literally like you dream it and it just appears. And that documentary was really interesting. And one of my favorite authors is a guy called Neil Donald Walsh. And he wrote the very famous series of books called Conversations with God. There's also a documentary, it's on YouTube as well. So
the cheat code. But he was in that documentary, and I remember him speaking about it afterwards, and he said, you know what's crazy is that in a two-hour documentary about the law of attraction, about how you can create anything, we did not speak about world peace at all. We did not speak about how to make the world a better place, how to attract more love, more happiness, more well-being. We talked about how to manifest necklaces and cars and houses. And I think there is so much like weight in that. And that's why, you know, my content that I create, the people that I work with alongside are heart-led people. They're people that, yes, like you should be abundant. You should have an abundance of love and joy and money and all those things. But then what are you going to do with it? Like you should also have an abundance of service, because you know what, at the end of the day, that's what's going to make you happy. All right, I'm going to crack into these. Some of them I'm going to spend more time on than others because I only have like 28 minutes. So the ones that are going to be really pivotal for you to actually get the results, we're going to crack into that. They're all important, obviously, in their own way, but some will have more standing than others. So let's get into it. Number one, the law of divine oneness. So this speaks to how everything is interconnected and every action has a ripple effect on the world around us. It highlights the idea that we are all part of a whole, right? So it's that saying, we're all one. And we truly are, because we're all made of the same stuff. We're all, you know, children of God. We're all, we're all connected. And so this is why it matters. This is why, you know, people really underestimate the power that they have in the world, but we're either contributing to a better world, we're putting more light, more love, more goodness into the world, or we're putting more fear, more pain, more suffering, you know, more negativity. And it matters. It matters. And we can see this happening on the planet very clearly at the moment, this very obvious split happening between people that are really choosing to move into that love frequency and the ones that are really operating in fear. And love and fear are opposite ends of the spectrum, right? So one of them is very high vibrational, one of them is very low vibrational. And the thing is that if you're here, you're obviously in that group that's growing and waking up and ascending. And this is what we're here to do, right? Hold more light and love on this planet, because when we all step into that frequency, we literally change the world. I am not joking. And also that frequency is so much more powerful. Like it literally emits from us, right? Like we're always emitting a frequency. And you can measure a thought, right? And this is like quantum science. You can geek out on this stuff. But we literally, you can measure a thought. So that's why when you think a thought repeatedly, which is why I focus so much on belief system, right? Because our beliefs are 95% unconscious. So we're just thinking them all the time without even realizing. So the power when we change our beliefs is that we're emitting a different frequency, which means we attract differently. This is how it works. Okay, so let's crack into this one. This one, oh my gosh, this one changed my life. Number two, the law of vibration. Okay, so everything, including thoughts and feelings, has its own vibrational frequency. Positive vibrations attract positive outcomes and negative vibrations attract negative outcomes. Now this one, and I played with this for quite a while, you guys, because I was in the law of attraction buzz for a long time. And I realized that it was the combination of these two that creates magic. Okay, so if we think about this, everything, including thoughts and feelings, has its own vibrational frequency. Now, you can Google this as well, but there are certain emotions and beliefs that have a really low frequency, right? Fear, for example. Fear, guilt, shame, those sorts of feelings, they're really low, right? Which means that if our dominant belief system and state is feeling that shame, that unworthy, not good enough, feeling guilty, we're going to only be able to attract things at that level, right? Because like attracts like. So what happens If we actually have the courage to go within and start looking at this stuff and start healing it and shifting it, when we start looking at, oh my God, I feel so much shame because I feel like I shouldn't have done that or I should be further along in life, and we actually start feeling that and releasing it and reframing it using all these tools that I talk about in other episodes, but even just becoming aware of it and allowing that feeling to be processed, allowing ourselves to be with the feeling instead of avoiding it. Do you know what happens? Is that you release it from your body. And so naturally your frequency will raise because you're holding less density in your body. You're not holding on anymore to these really low level vibrations. And the thing is that a lot of people do this because it's really uncomfortable, right? It's way easier to just push it down and distract yourself with something else. But like we've talked about in other episodes, there's no such thing as avoidance when it comes to the subconscious mind. If you pretend your house is not on fire, it's still on fire. It's just that you've taken away your power to sort out the problem, right? So when you can have the courage to actually start confronting these painful things within you, you become so powerful because you then have the power to change it, right? Now, this is what I do in my sessions. This is what all, like everything that I've created is here to help people with. So, you know, my one-on-one clients get hypnosis because it goes in at the subconscious level and it helps to shift these beliefs and these fears and create a better state within you, which helps your vibration to rise. It helps you to release past stuff, release dense stuff. Same as my self-study program, Untamed. Same as my hypnosis, my I'm Worthy Beyond Measure hypnosis, right? Feeling unworthy and not good enough is a really low frequency. So as we release that, you naturally start to rise higher, which means you attract better, which means you feel better, which means you continue, right? And so that's how we move our way up on this journey, this, you know, growth journey. So law of vibration is so important, right? Because if you think law of attraction, okay, you attract something into you. Let's say right now you've decided, I really want $1 million business. Okay, cool. So if we look at that, where are you in relation to that right now? So if you currently are operating in like a poverty consciousness, but you've called in $1 million business, there's quite a big gap, right? And the thing is that that business is not going to come to you. You must rise to it, which means you have to release everything within you that is not in alignment with that goal, which means the shame, the fear, the shitty relationships, the anything in your life that's holding you down, that's pulling you down, you got to release that. And this is why most people are average, right? Because in order to actually confront this stuff, it's really scary and it hurts and it's painful. And it's a lot easier and even honestly societally acceptable to just avoid facing stuff. And we don't do that anymore, right? We do not do that. So that's why it's so important, right? The law of vibration number two. Okay, so number three is the law of correspondence. And this is that saying that you may have heard of, as above, so below, right? Or like, as within, so without. So this is suggesting that patterns repeat across different levels of reality. It's like, think of it like everything's a mirror for you, right? So it means that what you do internally is going to show up externally. What's happening above is happening below. So this is where I could get super spiritual, but I'm not going to because today there's too much to cover. But it's basically saying that you're gonna receive like what you put out, kind of thing, you know? So I actually have found this so encouraging over the years in a practical sense. Like how I've applied this in my own life is that sometimes when you're chipping away and you're working and you're working and you're working and you're not seeing the results, but you know that you've taken so much positive action and you've put out so much good and you've really been of service and you've been doing like facing all the fears and the darkness and you're doing all the right things, but you haven't seen the results yet. It's saying that there is a universal law that says you will, you must. Like, it must happen. So I found that really encouraging as a way to keep me going, you know, in times of not seeing how it was going to unfold, because guess what? It always comes back. It always comes back. So stay encouraged. Okay. So then number four is the law of attraction. As we have discussed, like attracts like, right? So focusing on positive or negative thoughts will attract corresponding outcomes in your life. And I want to go deeper, not just thoughts, but beliefs, right? And a belief is just a thought that you've kept on thinking. So something that we've really internalized. And of course, this is our subconscious mind that's in charge, right? The 95% of our mind that is here for our safety and our survival. And our subconscious mind is actually formed between the ages of 0 and 7, which means that we inherit a belief system, right? So we basically get given a belief system from our parents, and they probably inherited it from theirs, because a lot of people really weren't taking charge of their beliefs. They really weren't. So we might be the first one to actually say, hey, do we even want these beliefs? Just don't accept something just because you've been taught that it's true. You can change any belief. You know, there are certain people that would believe that, you know, it's really hard to make money. And there are many, many multimillionaires who would strongly disagree. What's the difference? It's a belief. It's a story. That's all it is. What's reality? It's like you actually get to decide what is true for you. So don't allow yourself to be swayed by other people and their results and their stories. And this is where that subconscious work becomes so important, right? Like, we have to go deep, and because we have to align ourselves with the thing. So the law of attraction working alongside the law of vibration is the power move. But yeah, so because our subconscious beliefs are 95%, right? So the power for us and what we attract is in our subconscious mind, which is why I'm always going on about it and I help people change their subconscious beliefs, because it's your internal programming. It's there all the time. You don't even realize it's there. This isn't something for you to obsessively control over and try to control every single thought, because when you change your dominant belief system, it just becomes how you are. It just becomes who you are. You're not trying to control things. You're not fighting against yourself, right? So this is why when we heal and we change who we actually are at a core level, life gets so easy and so good. Okay, cool. So there's that one. And then number five, the law of inspired action. And this is manifestation requires action that aligns with the goals. Simply thinking about success isn't enough. You must take purposeful steps. And this, of course, is one that I always laugh at, because like in The Secret, this was not mentioned. Of course, you have to take action. But inspired action. Now, I went into this a lot in the last week's episode, where I talk about how to actually build a heart-led business that thrives, right, that works. And I talk about this inspired action, because things are not just going to drop out of the sky, right? Now, that does not mean that things always are going to be a struggle or be hard, but even if, okay, let's say, if we go back to The Secret, if we think about the analogy of a car, you want a car, right? And it just appears in your driveway. Okay. Even if that happened, chances are you had to pick up the phone and make a phone call. Chances are you had to go and test drive it. You had to take some inspired action. And this is the key, right? The inspiration to take the action is key. So what we want to do is actually pay attention to those internal, so attention to those inspired thoughts, right? And that's like, it feels good. And sometimes it doesn't always feel easy, but it's something that you know that, oh, if I get up and do this, it's going to be really good. Or, yeah, there's this book that I want to read, or there's this course that I want to do. Or I'm really going to start eating like this, or doing this. And it really does require you to tune into yourself and learn about yourself, right? Because there's obviously a difference between like self-sabotage and something not being in alignment. But it's so important that we're taking action. And because a lot of the time, it's not going to seem like a magical thing. Often it's just like doing small things you know, often, like, look at this podcast, this is episode 152. And it's like, you just do it, you just keep going. And it's not always like, you know, you post an episode and it blows up and everything's amazing. Like, but what happens is every week my audience grows, my community builds. Every week I hear from at least a couple of people, like, hey, that episode really helped me. And that has to be enough. I have to trust the process, right? It's that, and that's that law of correspondence, the previous one, that, of course, what I'm doing is going to come back, and I just have to keep building the momentum. So keep taking that inspired action. Okay, number six, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. That's a mouthful. So what this one speaks to is that energy is always in motion and constantly transforming. Higher vibrational energy can change lower vibrational states, helping people shift negative circumstances. Okay, so yeah, energy is always moving. It's always moving, right? So what that means is that when we have lower states, like we talked about, like shame or fear or pain, whatever that is, we can change that. We can bring higher thoughts, higher beliefs. We can bring love to that situation and change it. And that's what's required. And as you guys will notice, I always talk about self-compassion, right? We bring self-compassion first. We're not bringing shame and judgment and this, like, oh, we should be further along and we should have done more and all that crap. Nah, we don't do that. We bring self-compassion and love to these lower states, these parts of us that are holding on to those lower, more painful, fear-based emotions. And that's how we heal them. And that's how we're able to express them and release them. Because it's going to be a lot harder to do if we're punishing ourselves and creating more negative energy to work with, right? But when we can come in with self-compassion and say, man, like, yeah, that happened, and I feel a lot of shame about that. But then also say, yeah, but I was also doing my best. And one of the things that helps me so much with this is understanding how the subconscious mind works, right? If you learned, for example, you know, that you grew up in a home that wasn't safe, or, you know, where you were taught that you weren't good enough or you weren't lovable or whatever, all of these beliefs are going to dictate your behavior as you grow older until you actually change that belief, right? Which means that so much of what you're doing is just like you just didn't have the tools to do any better, so we can actually release ourselves from that shame and judgment. Okay, so the next one is number seven, the law of cause and effect. Now, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So what you put out into the universe will come back to you. I love it. This is effectively karma, right? But I also love this, and this kind of makes me think about the law of compensation too. And this is one that is really useful on this journey. In those moments when you think, oh my gosh, is this even working? Like, I've put in so much work. Like, where's the result? You know, where's the outcome? And it's like, okay, but because I'm doing this work, it must reflect. Like, if you are consistently taking action, positive action towards achieving something, it must come back to you. If you're consistently putting love out into the universe, it must come back to you. If you're consistently showing up and doing that internal work and that healing work and that releasing work, it must come back to you, like, in a positive way, right? So be encouraged that there are literally universal laws and forces at work. And I love this so much because it's so easy sometimes to get stuck in the day-to-day stuff, right, of what we see, and to feel like, oh, you know, how is it all coming together? But when we understand that there are actually universal forces at work all the time, it's like nothing goes unseen. I love this so much. Okay, so the next one is the law of compensation. And this one is about receiving what you give. Oh my gosh, I confused the two, guys. Number three was the law of correspondence. So yeah, that's that, as above, so below, as within, so without. Number eight, the law of compensation, is about receiving what you give. Okay, so it refers to the blessings and the rewards that you get based on your actions and contributions. So My bad. See, this is, I'm going to blame the full moon. No, I'm not. This is me trying to get through everything too fast. But this is the key. This is the one that I've spoken about multiple times already, that, yeah, you receive what you give. And this has been so useful in keeping myself focused. And not, we're not doing things in order to get things, because you want to obviously do it from a good place. But when you are, you know, a genuine good person, a heart-led person, doing your best, being positive, like being kind to other people, that you must receive that back, right? It's wonderful. It's so good. Okay, so number 9 is the law of relativity. And I'm going to skim through these last ones, guys, because these are not as important. And also, there's just not enough time. But number 9 is the law of relativity. So everything is neutral until compared to something else. So challenges and problems can be seen as opportunities depending on perspective. And this is so important. And this is really, for me, when we apply this to our lives, it's thinking about how we assign meaning to things, right? So when things start to happen in our life, the way that we're, especially when we're really making moves and it looks like things are crumbling, the meaning that we assign, right? So you could say, oh my God, my, like the example, right, of when I got really serious about changing up my money story, and I had 3 cars die on me in like a 6-week period. And so I could have said, oh, that's just random. But because it's the law of relativity, right? When I actually compared it, what was happening was that I was being given the opportunity to get what I've asked for. So I've asked to receive more money. So what I'm doing is being given an experience where I get to actually be shown my current beliefs around and fears around money and not having enough and all that kind of stuff. So having those sorts of circumstances absolutely mirrored back to me what was going on within me, which then gave me an opportunity to change my beliefs. And of course, as you change your beliefs, you attract differently. So that's exactly what happened, right? So it's not neutral. It's not random that 3 cars died down. The meaning that I assigned was, here's my opportunity to grow. Here's actually a gift that's showing me what's going on within me. Am I comfortable? Hell no. Do I enjoy this? Absolutely not. But am I grateful that I'm having this mirrored back to me so that I can change what's going on within me so that ultimately I can attract way more of what I want? Yes. So the law of polarity, the law of relativity, right? Everything is neutral until compared to something else. So number 10 is the law of polarity. And this is that everything has an opposite. So hot and cold, light and dark. And these contrasts help us to understand the full range of experience in life. Because here's the other thing, you know, the law of attraction people talk about, it's almost like a sense of control, where they're trying to control everything. They want everything to be high vibe and positive. But that doesn't work. Like, you can't have high without low. You can't have night without day. And so you can't have abundance without the experience of not abundance. You can't have love without the absence of love, right? They all work together. So again, really important for us to understand, because again, on this journey, sometimes the first thing that's going to happen is that we can experience the opposite of what we actually want. But when we understand that there is a law of polarity, this is useful. This is useful for us to understand that nothing has gone wrong. It's just that this is the law of polarity in action, right? This is the opposite. And so if that's showing up, it means the other one's on its way. It must, right? Like, we don't worry at nighttime if the sun's going to come up. We just know that it is. This is how it works, okay? So there's 2 more to go, you guys. Number 11 is the law of rhythm. So life operates in cycles, like the seasons or tides, and understanding these rhythms helps us navigate the ups and downs of life with more ease. Again, it's just so important for creating calm within our own mind and within our own lives. Like, understanding that, yeah, things aren't always going to be exactly how we want them, and that these things are needed, these changes, these ups, these lows, all of these, you know, these curves in the road, like, it's all there for us. And it's all part of life. Like, we don't, you know, like, we don't sit under the shade of the tree the day that we plant the seed. And how boring would that be, actually? Imagine if we just get everything we wanted the second we wanted it. Like, it would actually be really boring. So the law, yeah, the law of rhythm is really important to understand the seasons. And especially when you're going through times that are really challenging or hard, understanding that this season is here for you. And when we can lean into the understanding of what can I learn about myself, what is being reflected back to me right now, what do I get to change and to shift, and develop within myself in the season, that is going to mean that the next season will come in, right? But if we're going to sit in that season and just feel stuck and complain and create more beliefs that are going to hold us there, well, that's not useful, is it? Because we're just going to create a life that's super negative. But when we can embrace the seasons and the change and the lessons and know that, yeah, change is part of life, right? Like, this too shall pass kind of thing, that vibe, then we can actually extract the lessons and the wisdom. And the final one is number 12, the law of gender. So this law refers to the masculine and feminine energies present in everything. Both are essential for balance and creation. And I love this. I speak about masculine and feminine energies constantly because we want to learn, because this is within all of us, right? We want to learn how to cultivate both. So the masculine energy is that leadership, that protection, that action, that like the structure. I always say it in my mind is like scaffolding. It's like, it's the building, the strength, the scaffolding, the protection, the charge, the action. And then the feminine energy is the nurture, the love, the inspiration, the creation. And it's powerful, right? It's not passive. But when you've got both working together, right, when you've got, and like within ourselves, when we've got the strength and the structure and the belief systems and that kind of framework, but then that is what allows the flow of the ideas and the ability to be present and to feel safe and to allow ideas and things to be birthed through us, whether you're, you know, male or female, this is where our power comes in. And so often there's just such an imbalance. And in the world, we're seeing right now a lot of women who are really in a hyper-masculine energy and a lot of men who are in a hyper-feminine. And so when we can really step into our dominant, like if you think about me as a woman, like my entire business is actually very feminine by nature. It's heart-led, it's a nurturing, caring business. But in order for me to achieve the results that I get for myself and for other people, I have a very masculine structure. I have systems, I have frameworks, I have mental, you know, like rules. And look, this whole podcast is laws, it's rules, it's very masculine, it's very structured. But in order for us to, like, as we apply these rules, it allows the flow, it allows us to receive, it allows the energy to move, which is feminine. Perfect example of that. That's where our power is, right? So that's enough, you guys. It's enough from me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let me know, because I love talking about this energy stuff. And and obviously, like, all of these things connect back to the subconscious mind. And this is why we focus so much on who we are, as opposed to hustling our butts off trying to make things happen. Because yes, like we say, there is a need for action. We have to move. But 80% of success is psychology. And this is why. Because when we're cultivating, we're actually getting the energy to flow. We're aligning our belief systems with where we actually want to go. That it means that we're leveraging the power around us. We're not actually trying to make everything happen in our own power, which of course is ridiculous. We're not going to be very successful if everything that we're doing is coming from us needing to control everything. Like, you're a human being, you don't have, you know, limitless power. But when we can understand that our power, you know, if 80% of success is psychology and 95% of our mind is subconscious, imagine if we focused so much energy into what is going on in our subconscious mind. Therefore, we just start to effortlessly attract beautiful people, opportunities, circumstances, the path to our desires. We don't even have to look for it. It just literally shows up. And it does. It happens all the time. All the freaking time. So, yeah, I hope this was useful for you guys. And stay tuned, and I will see you next week. Ciao for now. And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here. And please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at the Monica Ferguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.